For all your healing and self-improvement needs, It's Okay Child by Alexandra is here for you.
Only talk love under moonlight. I want you in my room, that's a move. I just know the feeling brand new. I don't wanna miss what we used to.
Hey guys, welcome back to It's Okay Child podcast, where healing is the best field. And as always, I am here to frustrate you with happiness, toxic happiness, so that you'll be coming back for more. No, we're not doing that. Okay. Anyway, guys, if you're new here, my name is Alexandra, and I am the beautiful host of this show. If you are not new, you know, I just have so much love for you because your baby girl here has been MIA. Before we even go far, Happy New Year. I mean, like you guys know, the tradition here is that the new year starts in February. I think actually late because it's mid-Feb. Oh gosh. But I hope you all are fine. I've missed you guys so much. Like, excess. Like, you guys really don't know. You really don't know. Anyway, so where have I been? Let's just start from there. I grew older. Because I think my birthday came after. Yeah, I grew older then, yeah. And then I graduated. Your shorty bags the LLB degree, honey. Oh, like, you know how we do this here, you know. So, like, last year was quite hectic. I won't lie to you guys. It was quite hectic for me. And I felt like I couldn't juggle school, work, growing up. Like, it was too much. It was just too much. So I had to pick a struggle. Yeah. Plus, your baby girl had to seek therapy for a while. Cause here we believe in speaking out. You know, cause I felt overwhelmed and I needed an outlet to, like, release everything that was tucked in. And so I had to seek therapy for a while and work on myself so that I can come back here and suffocate you guys with happiness, you know, because I couldn't come to tell you guys to do this and this and this and this, and I knew I wasn't there. Sometimes I feel like I'm not there yet because, you know, like, therapy is a journey. People should be seeking therapy, not necessarily when you're at your lowest. Sometimes people seek therapy to help get guidance on their lives, to help get direction on the paths to take, because that's the whole point of therapy. Therapists will never, like, force you to do things unless they're toxic and very, very unqualified. Because most of the times when you go for therapy, they listen to you. They guide you into getting solutions to your problems, or rather, they guide you into making the right decisions, but they'll never like compel you to do something. Yeah, they'll never do that. So, yeah. So that happened. Then this year started on a high note. Yeah. Now I extended the December holiday to January. And yeah, we're here now. Yeah. I had to continue with my studies to something else. You all know on a later date. But either way, I'm just glad to be here. And I'd like to know how you guys have been, like, genuinely. And also to address, because this is supposed to be season two. So this season, it's going to be a mixture of healing and self-development. Because actually notice those two go hand in hand. Because before, we used to, like, focus on one thing and then another one. But then, like, now I've figured out how to, like, compartmentalize. Hey! You know, big names. You know, I can't be your wakili and I'm not scaring you guys with big words. Hey, please. Yeah. So, I figured out a way to, like, blend those two. And you'll start seeing that in the upcoming episodes. Yeah. Plus, I'm going to do, what is it called? I'm going to do, let me say, some sort of questionnaire to know what you guys want to learn, or rather to what you want to hear me talking about, you know, like, you know, yeah, like, I want to know what you guys want to know, want to hear, what, yeah, all that I want to know, so that you can walk through this journey together. Like, this year, we're not letting go of each other. The year is just, it's still fresh, and I feel like new beginnings are important, you know, because everything needs a foundation. That's why you find even, I don't know about the Islamic community or Hindus, but I know in Christianity, it's something that most churches do at the beginning of the year. Like my church personally, I go to Parklands Baptist Church. So we normally have like a 21-day fasting when the year starts, just to like lay a foundation to seek God's direction regarding his plans for our lives in the new year. And I have seen it with other churches as well. So I believe, because we are starting afresh, we need to lay a foundation. And I'm guessing, and I believe, it's going to be the greater part of season two. Yeah. Because I feel like most people are going through a lot of changes right now in their lives. Because I believe most of our listeners, they go way back to high school till past campus to like the late 20s. So you get like, at some point, it's either you're transitioning from high school to campus, or you're in campus about to finish, maybe you're finishing a semester, or you're finishing your last year in school, or you've just finished campus and you're just moving into the professional work life now. You know, like, you're just going through some changes. And for personally, I am going through a lot of changes in my life currently. And I noticed sometimes it can be quite overwhelming, because you're going through a lot. Like, you're used to being in your comfort zone, so like you're being constantly pushed out of it. When you feel like you've settled, you're just being pushed out of it over and over and over again. So for people like me who struggle with changes, I know there's so many here. Yeah, like, this season two is going to be for you, because you're going to navigate it together, I promise. Yeah, for some, they are expectant. How many friends now? Okay, let me just mention one of them who is expectant right now. And I'm so happy for her, because I'm going to be an auntie. Ah! You know, like, it's new. Well, I feel like we're all going through new beginnings. Some are getting into relationships. Some are getting out of relationships. You know, that's still a new beginning, because maybe you're used to dating someone. So you have to navigate life as a single person. Like, it's a lot. A lot. So yeah, let me say season two will be mostly about new beginnings. Yeah. And then, you know, the thing about new beginnings is that moving on to something new when you're still sort of in the past, it tends to conflict with whatever you're looking forward to. Like, if you are experiencing new beginnings and you are still held back in the former place you were, there's no way you're going to have a smooth transition, because it's like your left foot is in the past and your right foot is struggling to move to the present and even to the future. So it's a lot. And we need to see how to go about it. And yeah, and also, before I forget, thank you so much for all the reviews I've been getting ever since. Like, I'm so, so proud to see that you guys are still listening to the podcast. Stella, I just love you guys. I just love you guys so much. So part of that is I met a new friend just recently, and she was listening to this podcast, because I believe it's not only my podcast, it's our home here. So anyway, she was listening to one of the episodes, and her favorite episode was sexual soul ties. I was just going back to look at the analysis, and guys, you guys love soul ties a lot, because it's the most listened episode. Like, it's been streamed, like, last I checked, it was 456 plays. I'm just like, okay, so we're doing this now. Okay, fine. So like, at least it helped me know which area to focus on, because it seems you guys are curious. Oh, but I hope you guys are not cats. You get okay, curiosity killed the cat. Curiosity cat. Okay, no, okay, fine. But anyway, can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. I don't want this episode to be long, because it was just meant to break the ice. And yeah, so I'd really appreciate if you guys took part in that questionnaire, so that I can know what content to release out to you guys. Yeah, and feel free to reach out to us Hey, our social media page is currently under construction, but we're working towards recovering it. So yeah, till next time, guys. Blessings, love, and so much light. I love you all. Feel free to leave a voice note through Anchor. Yeah, Anchor gives you the opportunity to do that, or even Spotify. Spotify gives you, I think it gives you leeway to like leave a message, or just reach out to me on my Instagram page at Andrea_Lex2.0 and tell me what you think. Okay, boo. Okay, bye.